This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. It's 7:44. I'm Jennifer Lynn. I recently asked Democrat Jim Kenney whether he's riding a magic carpet into the mayor's office. In a city where blue outnumbers red by 7-1, the man likely to be mayor coyly responded,
No, I think that we're working hard every day on policy and on politics and on fundraising and trying to get a turnout that's respectable across the region and the state.
This week, I sat down with Jim Kenney in a hallway near his noisy, busy downtown campaign office to check in with him. The former city councilman underscored what he sees as a need for voters to pay attention to state Supreme Court races in November.
In reality, if we don't get the appropriate representation on the Supreme Court, it's going to be hard to govern the city because the Supreme Court, in many ways, was our savior when it comes to bad policy coming out of Harrisburg. And if we don't have that kind of check on the legislative action sometimes that affect Philadelphia, then we're in worse shape.
People see you as the mayor-to-be. Is there a tendency to get complacent when that's the situation?
No, I think you shouldn't get complacent in any regard to the next step when it comes to helping to lead the city and dealing with the problems that the city's facing. Complacency is not a part of the agenda.
Certainly you're thinking of people who you may want to be by your side should you win.
Yeah, we're working on that now. We're working on policies that we're going to move forward with the next city government and some of the people who could help affect those policies. And we will have a group of folks that we all can be proud of, both from a capability standpoint, a compassion standpoint, and a diversity standpoint.
What would be wrong with naming any names now?
Because I haven't won the election.
You've racked up a number of endorsements, of course. Planned Parenthood, Pennsylvania, PAC, they've endorsed you. You've been an ally of Planned Parenthood in the midst of a fetal tissue controversy. Are you questioning that relationship now at all?
No, not at all. You know, a large percentage of what they do deals with women's health issues and not with the issue of choice. Certainly I'm pro-choice, and that's not the bulk of what they do. And I think they've been used as a whipping post for those on the right who want to keep women, I guess, less than men in stature. You listen to some of the edicts from some of the presidential candidates, and women should be afraid on the Republican side.
This week, Community College of Philadelphia and your alma mater, St. Joe's Prep, also Masterman, they were on lockdown. There was a report of a person with a gun at the CCP campus. So this is not the case of a mass shooter. It's about urban crime. Your thoughts about this?
There's too many guns. I mean, I think you're really deluding yourself if you believe that guns are not one of the major ways in which people kill each other. People use guns in the wrong way because of lots of different issues. If you don't have a gun, it's hard to shoot somebody. And the NRA and their supporters are about making money. This is all about money. It's not about the Second Amendment. It's not about gun rights. It's not about anything but making money. And again, after Sandy Hook and those other school shootings, I mean, I hope we haven't lost our soul because people seem to be not as concerned or upset about it anymore. It becomes almost a regular thing, and that's disgraceful in this country.
Is the city of Philadelphia doing its job to make campuses as secure as possible?
I mean, I think we're doing everything we possibly can, but when you have the ability in Pennsylvania or you have the ability not to report your gun stolen, which is a simple thing that we report our car stolen, if the NRA is able to keep the state legislature from even allowing us to do that, this is a tough situation keeping our campuses safe. When people have easy access to guns who are mentally unstable or had criminal backgrounds, can they get them through a straw purchase? This is the situation that we're forced to deal with, and we're doing our best. I'm not doing my best yet because I'm not there, but the city's doing its best to make sure that people are safe in the city.
Not so long ago, a pope visited this city.
Yeah, I wish he was still here.
On Twitter, you appeared ecstatic over the pope's visit to Philadelphia. What did the visit do for Philadelphians? What did it do for you personally?
I think it brought into focus the real purpose of the human race, and that is to help each other. I think one of the most poignant things that I saw was his visit to Karen Fromhold. The expressions on those inmates' faces as it relates to how they interacted with him show that these folks have souls and that they have possibilities and that they're not totally lost. And with the right encouragement and the right guidance, we can have those folks redeem themselves in the eyes of society.
And what happened to you, your personal moment?
There are multiple moments. His speech in Spanish to the people assembled in Independence Hall. I'm not a Spanish speaker, but I was having trouble following what he was saying. And Cardinal Roger Mahoney, who's a retired cardinal from Los Angeles, who was sitting next to me in his cardinal gear, noticed I was struggling with the speech, and he translated it for me word by word. So sometimes my relationship with the Archdiocese here is not as strong as or as compatible as I like it, but to have really good interaction with someone as high up in the church as a cardinal, I thought was pretty significant.
You've come out in support of Margie Winters, the mainline Catholic school teacher fired for her same-sex marriage. You are Catholic. Do you feel pangs of betrayal within your faith?
No, religious exemption does not allow you to violate the Constitution of the United States. People's appointment rights should be sacrosanct and should rise above any religious conviction. And I think that people who are good people, who have spent 8 years in an institution, who disclosed her status and disclosed her marital status, and because of one disgruntled parent parents who no longer have their kids in the school, winds up losing her job. And then I have the Archbishop of Philadelphia expressing gratitude and happiness with someone being fired. To me, that is the antithesis of what we're about as a religion.
Your most formidable opponent, Melissa Marie Bailey, says you're part of the old guard. That's a critique of you.
No, it's a critique of my age, which I take great offense to. No, I'm only kidding. The old guard, I don't know what that means. I mean, is it a person that's been in government and public service their entire career? Yeah, that's me. Is it a person who, through their entire career of public service, has tried to help people and better people's lives and have done so? That's me. And is a person who has foregone being fully in the private sector. I am dedicated to public service, and, you know, I don't know what old guard means.
One of the questions I asked you, looked over at your press coordinator, Lauren Hitt, your media coordinator. Do you always look over for her approval?
Absolutely. I need approval. That's the way we are. Politicians need to be loved and be relevant, and I look over for approval.